We are back on Regional Radio. We're joined by another member of the Spring Regional Radio Dream Team in the sport of golf, Trevor Bradley. He makes the Dream Team for golf for the second year in a row. He was last season's Player of the Year and now a two-time Dream Teamer for the Central Rebels in his junior season. And congratulations once again, Trevor. How'd you react when you first found out that you had made it the second year in a row?
You know, I was pretty excited. I heard from my dad. He was telling me about it, and I just thought that was pretty neat to make it back here, because I know that there's a lot of decent players in this area, and it's nice to be one of the top ones.
Yeah, and all season long, you know, you've kind of showed one of the reasons why, you know, area coaches have had this respect for you to put you on this Dream Team 2 years in a row. And once again, you make it through the district and sectional, and once again to the state tournaments. What really about this year, though, really stood out to you?
You know, this year there was a decent amount of pressure on me, I felt, because last year I did play really well and made it to state, and I actually played state last year. So this year I really wanted to exceed that from last year, and it was just kind of frustrating. It wasn't always a great time to practice because the weather wasn't that great, but you know, I kind of hung in there and ended up making it state and did my best, and I'll accept that. So I thought it was a pretty good year.
Well, of course, with the sport of golf, sometimes it can be frustrating for a lot of folks. Of course, you were able to work through those and still kind of, you know, did the things that you did last year, at least make it to the same tournaments and whatnot. But how was working through that adversity? What really helped you kind of, you know, overcome some of that?
Just I have a teacher in St. Louis named Helen Curtin, and I've been going up to her a little bit, and she's definitely helped me a little bit. But just knowing that no matter what, as I go out there, I'm just going to play my best, and no matter what happens, I can accept that, because I've put in a good amount of work this spring and summer to get better and put myself in a good spot to have a chance to win some tournaments.
So in the last 3 years of playing high school for Central's varsity golf team, I don't know how long you've been playing golf before that, but focusing on the last 3 years of playing high school golf, what have been some of the skills that you think have really improved to get you to the point where you are now?
Well, I've noticed this year that I've started hitting the ball much further, and I haven't always hit it a long ways. I've always kind of relied on my short game. And I think my short game being where it's at, it's at a pretty good level. And then just the fact that I've started hitting a little further, I should be able to shoot better scores. And I'm really trying to just work on making sure I'm hitting fairways, hitting greens, so I can take some pressure off my short game and shoot better scores.
Awesome. We're talking with Trevor Bradley, the Dream Teamer once again for the sport of golf from the Central Rebels golf team. Trevor, you know, now that you've got 3 years in the books with your high school team and you look forward to your senior season, what are some of the things that you're kind of setting as a goal for yourself to prepare for that, A, and then once you finally get to the spring season, try and execute that plan?
Yeah, first off, I'm going to play several tournaments this summer, hopefully compete with some of the better players through all the classes in Missouri, and maybe even some players from outside of Missouri. Just want to keep working, and I think next year my goals, I'd love to get all state as I did my sophomore year. I think that's a good goal, and I think I realistically believe that if I keep practicing, I've got a chance to win state. And it's just hard to get your game together for those 2 days, just because you never know what it's going to be like right then. But if I play well, I think I have a chance to win that, and I would really like to accomplish that.
And I know it may be a little further in the future, but have you thought about maybe continuing your golf career past high school?
I definitely have. I don't know that I'll have any real D1 offers, but I've definitely thought about some smaller places. I've considered Missouri Baptist and Southwest Baptist and talked to their golf coaches. I've talked to the golf coach at Missouri S&T, and I see that my academics are a little bit more important than golf. If where I want to go to college, they don't want me to play golf, I'll be all right with putting golf to the side and just playing it recreationally. But if they want me where I want to go to college, then I will gladly play golf in college.
Awesome. Trevor, is there anybody that you want to shout out or thank for influencing you or helping you get to this point?
Yeah, of course. I like to thank the competitors around here, especially Will Claywell and Jonah Burgess who also made the dream team, and also a good friend of mine from Dexter who pushes me to play well at tournaments, Spencer Warren, and of course my family, my mom and dad, who always allow me to get to the golf course. My grandma and grandpa, they got golf carts. They live on the course, and they let me take those golf carts out anytime. And so it's just awesome that I have the support system around me to help me improve.
Trevor, thanks so much for joining us today. Congrats again on making the Dream Team.
Thanks for having me.
That's Trevor Bradley of the Central Rebels golf team, a two-time Dream Teamer now for the sport of golf, and he joins us today on Regional Radio.